You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Listener-supported public radio in Northwest Indiana. WLPR FM Lowell.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what goes on in Las Vegas doesn't always stay in Las Vegas. Join Let's Eat as we visit with Capriati's Sandwich Shop, headquartered in Las Vegas, but now offering their award-winning traditional subs at their new location in Hammond. We'll be sitting down with Barbara Vanderwood and Daniel Hoffman, owners and operators of Capriati's Sandwich Shop of Hammond. Call in 769-9577 and jump into the conversation. Ask our sandwich aficionados how they create their delicious subs and win a gift card from Capriati's Sandwich Shop out of Hammond. Tune in this Friday to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, as we make a Dagwood sandwich with Barbara and Daniel of Capriati's. Join us at 3 o'clock Friday on 89.1 FM WLPR, Lakeshore Public Radio. Call in and join the fun. Yassoo! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And we're sitting here in Merrillville, the big blowtorch, the big station. So how you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Friday.
It's Friday, which is good. And what's good for me is I'm closed on Sunday, so if I get through tonight and tomorrow, then I relax.
Then you get your one day off.
And I vibrate in bed a little bit from standing up so much. And the people here probably understand what I'm talking about because in the food business, you're on your feet a lot, a bunch.
And you guys work hard.
I know. But you know what? Days like this where it's nice and sunny out, you know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm cooking in my kitchen at home, you know, because I open the door in the kitchen, get the sun rays in there. It feels
nice.
Like you're just cooking outside, and it's very pleasant at that point. I don't care how busy we are. It's very pleasant. Now, when it gets hot, it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, I know. That's true. It's amazing how that just changes the whole vibe, everything.
It's beautiful outside, though.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I was out shoveling snow this morning, and I was like, it's hot out here.
Yeah, I felt like I was like a snow globe, you know? How the snow was coming down was beautiful. So what's going on out there in the community?
Well, you know, a little advance notice. Tom Lounges is bringing in St. Patrick's Day early. He's got a Celtic music celebration with Switchback and special guest New Element at the Hobart Art Theater in downtown Hobart. That's going to be a little ahead, Friday, March 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom's always got something going on.
Yeah, he likes to do things.
You know, the guy, you know, he's about my age, and he just parties all the time. What's up with that guy? He just parties.
I don't know. The guy never slows down, you know?
I don't know how he does it.
What the heck are you going to do, you know? It's good. So, yeah. So
we got a lot of region sports going on.
I know,
especially with the high school.
You guys, especially you as a parent, going crazy over your high school sports.
Yeah. So who do you got here today?
We got Dallas here to tell us all about it. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Sharon. So as you mentioned, we do have a lot of sectionals going on with involving diving. We have some diving going on next week. But the biggest thing going on right now is we have girls and guys basketball. So let's go into that. We have sectional 4A with Lake Central. EC Central is facing Lake Central tonight. Tip-off's at 6. And the one following that in Lake Central is Merrillville versus Munster. Merrillville defeated Morton on Wednesday 57-16, and Munster defeated Gary Westside on Wednesday as well. In Portage for Friday, we have Crown Point versus Chesterton. That is tonight at 6 p.m. And then Portage is facing Valparaiso at 7:30. Moving forward at Michigan City in 4A, Friday night, South Bend Riley versus LaPorte, tip-off is at 6, and Plymouth versus Michigan City is at 7:30. On Tuesday, Michigan City defeated Mishawaka 54-44. LaPorte got into the semifinal with a win over South Bend Adams 63-37. In Class 3A, moving forward, we have game tonight, Gavitt versus Calumet, and then Lighthouse versus Hammond at 7:30. And at Knox with 3A, it is Kankakee Valley versus Wheeler. Tip-off's at 6. At 7:30, Knox versus Hanover Central. Moving forward in 2A, Friday night, tonight, Marquette versus Bishop Knoll, tip-offs at 6. And then game 4 in the semifinal there, Whiting versus Andrean. And then in Hebron, we have South Central versus North Newton. And then North Judson versus Westfield. Those games are both tonight at 5:30 and then at 7. Finally, in Class A, we have Morgan Township versus 21st Century. That tip-off is at 6 p.m., and that will be in Morgan Township. And then also Couts versus Washington Township. For all of those games that are occurring tonight, their championship will be played tomorrow. Moving forward for the boys, we have some games that have just finalized throughout this week. We have Chesterton with an overtime win over Michigan City, 74-68. Crown Point defeats Portage, 68-49. Lake Central versus Merrillville. Lake Central gets the win, 61-58. Valpo over LaPorte, 82-68. Andrean versus Lowell, 74-61. 21st Century 66, Westside 60 in that win for 21st Century. Munster wins 71-37 over Griffith. Hammond 77, Clark 40. Hanover Central 48, Highland 43 in overtime. Hanover Central gets the win. And then finally, rounding out the boys' schedule, Couts defeats Sutton, 92-66. Lake Station, they defeat Lake Station.
That's nice.
Those are all the games.
Those are all the games.
You know what's exciting is the girls' basketball is exciting.
That is,
and the
very
Crown
exciting.
Points class, the girls' class, is totally undefeated. So
that's really cool.
And me and Barbara have kind of a stake in Crown Point since we both have kids at Crown
true.
Point.
So
and Barbara, what's going on tomorrow? There's sectionals for the
There's
girls diving,
for the girls.
And your daughter's name's Maya.
Yes, sir.
And where's that at?
That's going to be in Munster Pool. They actually had the tryouts, or they were testing the boards, as it's called, just yesterday. So they were checking how much of a spring, loose or tight they are. Those are their terms. But the competition starts tomorrow morning, 11 dives. We'll see. Fingers crossed for Crown Point. I believe you have a son in there as well.
Yeah, and he'll be diving next week, and they're diving at Lake Central. That's where they're going to be at. But that's next week. But this week, we're rooting on the girls' diving team. I've been watching them for a couple years. It's a whole new experience for me. I mean, my son got into the diving and everything, and it's kind of exciting. And people don't realize how dangerous diving is.
I agree.
And how much skill it takes to do that sport. But it's very entertaining.
Very much so. Yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
So
it's really fun to watch. I love watching it,
I love watching.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sharon, I know that Capriati's has a main office in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And how are we going to get there?
Well, how would you get to Vegas?
I think we've got to take a jet
airplane.
Because we got to go to Vegas to pick up Barbara and Daniel and bring them back to Hammond to their location over at in Capriati's.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a walk out there.
Yeah, we're taking a walk out to the...
It's such a beautiful day today. I don't even have shoes on.
Here.
What?
Get in there.
You got it?
Yep.
I'm in?
Yep.
You're in?
There we
you got
go.
Your, got it? You're going to drive, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're driving? I got
of course.
My glasses
I went to
on.
Flight school for a while.
You got your black gloves, too?
Got the black box.
You got the black box in the back to make sure everything's okay? Let's head
it's
out.
All good.
Is it going?
Yep.
Here we go.
Out,
God, this is just so smooth.
I know.
I don't even barely hear him. You sure you got the engine on?
Yeah.
Are we just floating?
We have power. We're up there. See?
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't even
hear
us.
And now we're back.
We're back. And we got Barbara and we got Daniels from Capriati's sub shop.
Yeah.
Sandwich shop.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me introduce them now. We got Barbara Vanderwood from Capriati's, and we have Daniel Hoffman from Capriati's sandwich shop. And they're out of Hammond. They're new. You guys are fairly new, aren't you?
We're brand new.
Brand new. And let me introduce Barbara, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself, too.
Barbara Vanderwood here. The new adventure, Capriati's, it's on the horizon and it's on my radar. It's been for a while, as opposed to other interesting things I have done, including physical therapy. I'm a physical therapist by education, trade, mm-hmm. and 20-some years of experience. And when you're looking for something to do, get a little tired and thinking, well, can't cook, but I can make some good sandwiches. Then you're just moving on and start a sandwich shop.
So you got out of physical therapy to physically handle sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, that's
kind of... Yeah, that's a switch. I know. It's quite a switch. But it's interesting, to say the least. It's fun. It's challenging.
Uh-huh.
I do understand your jittery legs and feet at the end of the day, because that is just a theme. That just happens. And you take it and you enjoy it.
It's so
fun.
Worth it, though, because I love Capriati's. I used to eat it quite often in Vegas when
Vegas
I lived there.
Girl,
We also got Daniel Hoffman, and he's a partner, one of your partners. Daniel, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. Give us a little background about yourself.
Yeah, so same thing, really. I don't have any, I wasn't in the food industry prior. I was in banking for 25 years. So you want to talk about a big switch sitting all day long versus standing all day long? Mm-hmm. That was a tough one to get over.
But you're handling lettuce all the time, right? Green, green no? So you've been, you were a banker before, but how long have you been dealing with in the restaurant food business?
Well, so we went for our boot camp training, which was in Vegas, for about 6 weeks. So we, Barbara and I, went out there. We moved out there for 6 weeks. We ran one of their busiest locations, and from the top to the bottom, just to learn the Capriati's way. So when we brought it back to the Hammond area, we knew we were going to hit the ground running with a great product.
So you both are telling me that you went from your past occupations, your past life, to suddenly, boom, into food.
Right.
You got it.
Wow.
That's really interesting.
It's challenging. It was a big change, a big switch for both of us. Worthy, I want to say. Mm. We haven't killed each other yet. Having fun at what we're doing. And hopefully things will be really, really running smooth and independently very soon. And product is great.
Did you guys find each other, or did Capriati's partner you up?
No, actually, you know, I've been best friends with her husband, Mike, for about I don't even know if it's got to be 25, maybe.
Oh, wow.
25 years plus. And our wives, Veronica and Barbara, are the best of friends as well. So it really was a perfect matchup to go into a business venture like this with people we trust. We're family. So,
folks, I need you to dial in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call and ask Barbara or Daniel some questions about Capriati's. What is it? Sandwich shop, right?
It's a sandwich shop, yep.
Give me the official name so I get it stuck in my mind.
Capriati Sandwich Shop.
And where is it located at, Barbara?
We are in Hammond. We're in the district, Marina District, which the area is really blooming and growing rapidly. The address is 902 Roby Drive.
Now, why Hammond? What drew you to that community?
There's a lot of numbers involved and decision-making process and making sure that the location is right, the timing is right, the population is right, the demand is there. So there's a lot of factors that have to come together.
I think one thing more than anything is, you know, Mike, I, and Barbara were driving around looking for our spot where we're going to place them. We went in Hammond, and that's a great area, and it's a growing area. Before it was built there, they got the Walmart there. It was just really just tumbleweeds going through there. But we started looking around, and it was a food desert. I mean, there was just no good food there. And it's right on the border of Illinois. And, that's what we hear constantly every day. God, we're so glad you guys are here, because there's no good food around here to eat. There's just some, you know, your regular run-of-the-mill fast food. But this is a fast, casual, solid, quality sandwich that you're going to be getting
We
every
tried.
Time.
It was really good. So Capriati itself did not have any decision-making in your venture?
No. We strictly pick out the locations that we're going to go into.
Now, why'd you get into food? I mean, you could have got into building houses or, you know.
Tried that. I thought about it. Thought about flipping houses, and I thought it would be just a fun project to do, but it just wasn't enough. It just didn't grab you.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of, it really just goes back to, I think, my husband, who loves sandwiches, and he got hooked on Capriati several years ago when he was at some seminar and they catered Capriati's.
Okay.
And that's how he started eating those sandwiches. And I always say I'm not much of a cook, as Polish as I am, but I can make a very good sandwich. So the kind of the two factors came together, and we were looking for better timing, for a business partner. Who better than your best friend? Mm-hmm. And here we are.
So give me a little bit of history about the Capriati's.
Yeah, so originally they were...
Because around here it seems like it's brand new. If I walked up there, I would think you guys originally started it. So
right,
a little history.
Right, yeah, no, gotcha. So 1976 is when they first opened the doors. They had one location. They were just a mom-and-pop store. They were doing so good that they ended up opening another location a couple years later. And really, it was in the mid '80s where two college buddies ended up moving close to the Capriati's where they went to school. They actually moved close to the Capriati location because they ate that daily, and they ended up being so passionate about it they got in to open up one of their own locations. And
they were the first franchise.
They were. Okay. They're the ones who took it to a franchise.
So for 4 or 5 years they were just a single store.
Right.
And where was that at?
It was in Delaware.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then these guys took it, and how many units did they open?
Yeah, so they took it, and they kind of ran their own shops for a little bit, and then they turned it into a franchise. And right now I think it's sitting about 130 locations. They do have a growth plan by 2025 to go to 500.
Wow.
A little lofty, but it's really catching fire, and there's places opening up. There's a new one opening up in Michigan next month as well. And Florida, they went South Dakota. I mean, they're really popping up all over the place. There actually has been two in Chicago for probably about 5 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And where are they located?
There are the ones on Wabash.
You ever seen?
I don't remember the other location. Do you, Barbara?
One was on Aberdeen.
Oh, Aberdeen, right.
That's and the other one is on Wabash.
You know what? You've been denied this whole time.
I know. Yeah. I should have looked it up online.
Well, you're no longer denied.
Yeah.
We're very close.
This is great.
Yes.
This is great. It's like I have a little piece of Vegas back.
Yeah, it's funny how when you taste things, it like takes you back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and just to make it easier on you, we are right next to a casino, and that could not be.
Oh, are you really?
More okay, Vegas. Right.
Look at that. What are the odds?
Yes.
It's perfect.
Great.
So give us a feeling of what the atmosphere is when you walk in, the decor, what people should expect.
We try to make it nice and friendly. I don't think we both agreed that we don't want things to be quiet and stiff and unwelcoming. We give a big welcome shout out to every customer that walks into the door. We encourage our staff to have fun. Do what you do, but please enjoy yourself. Have a good time while making great sandwiches. There's nothing greater than a customer coming back to you and saying, well, who made the sandwich? This was really awesome. And they really take pride in that, and they enjoy it, and they do appreciate a good compliment. There's a nice music playing in the background. We encourage our staff to appreciate the tips, so when they get a tip, mm-hmm. there's another big shout-out, tip money, and then everybody shouts.
How many people do you see?
Thank you. We will see probably
40.
You mean daily?
Oh, what's your capacity?
Inside? Oh, you sit 37. I'm sorry.
I like
you
the round
up. See. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, tell us how the system works. When I walk in, yeah. What do I do first? Do I just yell my order, or what do
no,
I do?
No, 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 no. So actually you walk in, and then you get greeted by everybody. So you have the point person who might be at the – so somebody's going to greet you. What if the counter person is already busy taking an order, somebody's going to acknowledge the person walking in. So everybody greets you kind of uniformly. Then you come up to the – we have our menu boards, which are 650-inch TVs that display all the foods that we have.
I bet that's nice and convenient, too.
It is. It is convenient. And so you place your order, and then once you place your order, everything's made to order. So you have a few minutes that you're going to be waiting, and that's when we talk to them about our app program, the rewards program. It's dollar for dollar. You sign up, you get $2 initially, and once you get the app, then you get all the promotions that come through, as well as dollar for dollar reward. So if you spend 100, get 100 points, that's equivalent to $10. So it's really a free sandwich. And we call those cap addicts. That's what the reward. So they become cap addicts because they eat it once and they just love it. They just have to frequent us. So we have quite a few cap addicts already, even after a couple of months of being open.
Yeah, it'd be great if you guys could go through the different types of sandwiches you have and tell us what your most popular one is.
Sure. You know, honestly, it's so Vegas for sure is the Bobby. The Bobby is that's Thanksgiving dinner.
That was my favorite. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Is that what you used to have down there after you drank all night?
Exactly. Yes.
The Bobby.
Yes.
It will cure it all.
Absolutely.
It is a magical sandwich.
It does. It just soaks up all that alcohol.
Real quick, folks, call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577, and get a gift card from Capriati's sandwich shop, and it's in Hammond, right by the casino, the marina over there. And Barbara and Daniel will be there to greet you.
Absolutely.
So describe that Bobby.
Yeah, so basically, like I said, it's Thanksgiving dinner on a bun. You have an open bun. You could either get it hot or cold. And then you have mayo on both sides of the bun. You have turkey on the bottom. Then it's covered with a strip of cranberry, salt, pepper, and then a homemade stuffing on top of it. It's just fantastic.
I had that.
It is delicious.
And your question to me when I was eating earlier, which one you liked the best, and my comment was they're really all good, but right. The Bobby was the most interesting.
Right.
And I kind of liked that sweetness when I was, you know, eating it.
Right, right, right.
I mean, that cranberry relish was really good.
Yeah, and, you know, that was one thing, because I really never liked sweets with my savory. But you know, my buddy Mike used to always talk about the Bobby, and you need to do the cranberry. And then when I had it, it just works. Mm-hmm. It just really works. But to take it a step further, I know, Dallas, you had it earlier, and we were talking about it, and you said just a phenomenal sandwich. And it actually, I mean, I like it a little bit better as a hot sandwich. So, I mean, it doesn't hold up in our catering trays, of course, because of cardboard. But if you have an opportunity to stop by, try it hot.
So you have a grill? Really, you have a flat top where you heat things up on?
We do.
Flat top, huge grill.
Okay.
So we offer
no fried items.
No.
That's a very smart thing.
Yes.
I just got done cleaning fryers this morning. I know. That's a very smart thing.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So you got a grill. Now you also have an oven. So Barbara, why don't you tell us which is unique, because a lot of these places that are sandwich shops don't do this, but what do you actually make and roast your own?
We do roast our own turkey, our roast beef, and we make our own meatballs.
That's what I read.
As well. So that all this is from scratch. When the store was originally opened in Delaware, the original owner, Lois, she was looking for something very unique that would set her apart from other shops that were popping literally like mushrooms after the rain. And she came with the idea of turkey, that it's an easy to prep and easy to roast and bake, and came up with a recipe where today we roasted overnight the whole 25 some pounds turkey.
Wow.
It's roasted for at least
10. You mean legs and everything?
All of it.
Really? It's not something you just get in the bag and...
No.
Oh, really?
No. And it's hand-pulled every morning.
And it's hand-pulled every morning. It is pretty unique, really.
Right, that is very
unique.
It's
a great process. It's pulled by hand, separated, skins, bones, and...
it's like a nice homemade touch.
Absolutely. And that is what you had today on the sandwich.
That was very good.
It is. And what's great about this, too, is we mix the light meats with the dark meats. So you get an even taste of light and dark. So it's something for
and
everybody.
And you get even texture.
You do.
And moisture.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot involved with in the roast beef.
Roast beef.
What kind of cut do you get on the roast beef?
That's a top round.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that goes in the oven as well, and that's baked every night for 12 hours. And that's,
wow,
that's,
so it's a slow cooked.
It is a slow cooked, right.
Wow.
And it's pulled. So our roast beef, a lot of people think, you know, with Capriati's, it's an Italian place, you know, you're going to have an Italian beef sandwich. So ours is a roast beef, so it's served cold, but it's just absolutely fantastic.
I had that too, and it was very, very tender.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now. It's delicious.
Dallas, did you get a roast beef sandwich yet?
I have not had one yet.
You're probably going to need it because you'll be here all night.
I think he had Italian sandwich.
I did.
Yes.
So I noticed you guys, do you guys do gluten-free? Anything?
We don't have it on the menu specifically, but yes, you can create a gluten-free meal.
Right. Exactly. Just get your proteins that you want, put over a bed of lettuce, or we could wrap it in a lettuce wrap and just hold the bread. So we've made several dishes like that already. Even though it's not on our menu, we can tailor make it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is something that I think is actually phenomenal. It is really tailor made to everyone's senses and everyone's taste.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change, add something, we'll be happy to build it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You're joining us here on 89.1 FM. We want you to call in and talk to the people from Capriati's Sub Shop. We have Barbara Vanderwood and Daniel Hoffman here. They have gift cards, so give us a call at 769-9577, and we'll be happy to hand you out a gift card.
Yeah, they definitely – you guys want this gift card.
Yeah,
because
these sandwiches are delicious.
They are delicious.
You know, in all sandwiches, you know, my biggest thing is the bread. You know, the meats are good and everything. But if you don't have a good – piece of bread,
right.
You might as well say forget about it. So how do you guys deal with that bread, and what kind of bread is it? And
So yeah, so it's like a almost like a hoagie roll, I guess you would call it, and it's baked for our recipe. So we have it shipped in daily.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have the bread that's shipped to us. They make with our receipts. I mean with our recipe, and I think that's one of the things that really is unique about it, because the bread is
it's fresh,
it's moist, it's just perfect. Everything about it is just a.
So you have to estimate, Barbara, how much bread you got to bring in. Is that what you do? You got to estimate.
Yes.
How much you get. And what happens the day after with that bread?
Oh, there is a shelf life, just okay. Like it is for everything. That bread is good for 3 days.
Okay.
Obviously, it's closed in plastic bags.
Okay.
So it's kept as fresh as it possibly can be.
Because that's a big challenge when you deal with bread. Sometimes you get it in from like Toronto or Alpha Baking or whatever, and it's, I mean, fresh and crisp. The next day it
right.
kind of loses it. You know, but you toast it? Or you got an oven? Do you toast the items too?
Can be toasted. If the customer requests it, we toast it. Okay. If they want to steam it, we steam it. So either way, we'll accommodate whatever wishes that there are for that sandwich. We do have only Italian white bread.
Okay.
We are an Italian
That's fine
shop.
With me.
Right? It's a delicious
one. I really don't need much more than that. And maybe a piece of feta, but that's about it. That's what I really like. I like that bread. That bread is really, really good. And that's your own signature
delicious.
Recipe that they have there.
Yep.
Yes.
So what type of cheeses do you offer?
We have American, Swiss, provolone, gorgonzola, and Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Yep. Parmesan.
But cheese each sandwich.
Cheese is a staple, and we change it from sandwich to sandwich. Mm-hmm. Not every cheese goes with
right.
specific type of meat, so that's being obviously changed, and a customer can change it to their own likings as well.
So any sandwich, you can walk up and actually say, I want this with this and this, and don't, you know.
Pretty much.
And what meats do you carry, Daniel?
So as far as the deli meats, we have a capicola that we...
My wife
we
loves have. Capicola.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We have a Priz, it's called. It's a peppered ham.
Okay.
We have a Genoa salami. So these are all high-quality deli meats. They're just fantastic. And in our deli meats, we can either get the classic Italian, which comes cold, or you could actually grill it. And it's really it really tastes but explosion when you grill it and all those flavors come together.
Now, I notice you have vegan options.
Yes.
Now, although I'm not sure if I was reading it right, but you actually have meats that are vegan, or
yes,
okay. Well, it's vegetarian. It's not vegan.
Okay, vegetarian.
Right. Right.
So how's that? Tell us a couple of those. You know, because that's like the big thing. Now.
It is.
I mean, Carl and Brian, they're mm-hmm. both vegans. I had a girl on a couple of weeks ago that has a vegan place. I mean,
right.
A lot of people are really, really getting. Now, myself, I mean, I can go without meat, but I can't go without bread and cheese.
Right.
So. Tell us those options.
Well, one of the options we just rolled out last week, it's the Impossible Cheesesteak. So it's the Impossible meat. I'm sure you heard
of it. Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
got the Impossible
we
meat.
We do have the Impossible. And let me tell you something. It's fantastic. I mean, I generally don't go for vegetarian items, but this is just it's really great. And it looks, the texture, it cooks.
Really?
Everything about it. I know I couldn't tell the difference if you put some unprepped meat with beef, the Impossible. I mean, it is that much, it looks like it.
Now, the Impossible has to be cooked.
It does have to be cooked, but it doesn't have to be cooked thoroughly because it's plant-based.
So when it comes in, I mean, is it like a piece of roast beef? Is it loose?
It's like ground meat. If you were picture like ground meat, that's mm-hmm. exactly what it looks like.
Wow. Now, you do that with chicken, too?
We do that with chicken. Barbara, you want to?
Chicken comes in different form. It's pre-cooked and prepared for us. It's also a plant-based meat.
That's crazy.
But it has a different texture. It does resemble chicken. It has just a little bit of a different texture, but it tastes fantastic. People absolutely love it.
Now, have you eaten that?
Yeah, I've tried it. I'm not vegan or vegetarian, but it's a very flavorful sandwich.
Now, you guys get a big call for that?
Surprisingly, for the area that we're in, very, very high demand.
Mm-hmm.
It came to us as a surprise. We didn't think that area will be in demand for
because
those sandwiches.
Because that's a premium item, really.
Yes,
it is.
Very much so.
Right.
And it sounds like Capriati's has changed with the times, because when I was getting Capriati's in Vegas, you know, gluten-free wasn't really a thing. And, you know, I'm sure there was vegetarian and vegan, but that wasn't as much of a thing as it is now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you also do these fried onions. What is that? Do Don't you put onions, like crispy onions or something like that?
It's one of the toppings that we use. Those are crispy cheddar onions. We don't do them in-house.
Okay.
But it's just a nice topping, nice addition to crisp up the sandwich.
Crispy cheddar onions?
Crispy cheddar onions.
Yum.
Yes.
So what is that, like a breading of cheese and...
Yes. And it very much so has a distinct flavor of cheddar cheese. The orange in color, and inside there are little onions. Very flavorful. Our ingredients are hand-picked and tested in variety of shops and variety of people that tested. And I do believe that what we do offer and put on the table, it is perfect combination.
Mm.
And those are a great topping to finish off several sandwiches that we have on the menu.
Now, you offer salads. And people need to go online and check out Capriati's because you have a very nice website. I mean, you go on and you compress and you see like every sandwich that you make, a picture of every sandwich, every salad you make. And the way you guys do the salads are a little bit different. It's like you arrange the salad, but you put the items in sections.
Exactly.
So can you tell us, Daniel, a few of the salads?
Yeah. So we have the barbecue turkey salad, which I had today. It was just phenomenal. That's with the turkey that we pull every day. So that comes at 12 o'clock, and it sits on a bed of spring mix as well as mixed with the romaine. And it has tomatoes at, say, 9 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, you have a corn bean relish. And then you have – that's where we incorporate those cheddar onions as well at the bottom at 6 o'clock. And it's drizzled with a barbecue across the top, and it's served with a Chipotle ranch dressing. It's just really – it's awesome. I mean, our sandwiches are phenomenal for sure, but you can't overlook the salads. They're just great.
And what other kind of – you have like a chopped salad?
We have a chopped salad that comes with our deli meats as well. It comes with the capicola, the Pris, and the Genoa, as well as provolone cheese, and then some black olives. We also have a – what's your favorite salad, the balsamic?
Oh, I think I like black and blue. I think that's my favorite. I never thought of putting a roast beef on the salad.
Uh-huh.
That actually is one with the – roast beef, that one that we roast overnight and then we pull it by hand. It's centered and it's mixed with the corn and bean relish, and then it comes with sweet peppers, and it's absolutely very flavorful. I never thought that that's a good mix, but it's actually phenomenal.
So, are you a big salad eater or a sandwich eater?
I'm a salad eater.
Are you really? Daniel,
what
do you go for?
Even though I ate a salad today, I'm a sandwich eater for sure.
Well, you also have soups.
Now,
can you guys mix them up, or is it standard every day?
We do have an option on the menu. It's called Capture 2. So you can capture 2 of whatever we're offering. So it can be either a soup, salad, or a sub.
Okay.
And out of those 3 options, you can capture 2.
Right. So you can have like a half sandwich with the soup?
That's exactly what it is.
Or a half salad with the soup?
Yep, those are halves, half salad and soup, and that's very commonly picked item.
Are the colors still white and black and red in there?
Ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I remember that. That was cool.
You do remember
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The food, the color.
The food, the colors, yeah.
And how they get
and
there.
How they, yeah.
That's good.
And I think that there's a lot of elements of our decor that it's still very, very old. There's still, you might remember that brick wall that was with the Capriati's logo and the name on it. We have that brick wall.
Nice.
I think your question earlier is what kind of decor. So it's really kind of a modern industrial look. It's a super clean looking. It also has some reclaimed wood on a wall. So, I mean, it's just really, really nice. It's warm, but it has that kind of industrial feel as well.
And it's kind of a little retro, maybe a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what are your hours of operation?
7 days a week.
Seven. And what are your hours?
Monday through Friday, we are open 10 to 9.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Saturday, we're open 10 to 8. And Sunday, we're open 11 to 7.
So you two are pretty tired.
So are you making sandwiches too?
Two. By you'd... two mean as well, yes.
As well, yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we do everything else at the moment at the store. But that's just a part of growing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we do everything from beginning to end. And, you know, you asked before what was our most popular. I know the Bobby is popular out in the Vegas area, but it seems like our cheesesteaks. I actually had a guy come in, and he said he was from the East Coast. And he said he is a Philly connoisseur. And he said that he's 69 years old, and this is the best cheesesteak he's ever had.
That's a huge compliment.
So what's on your cheesecake? steak.
And a cheesesteak. So it comes with mushroom, onions, salt, pepper. You can get the hot peppers or sweet peppers on it. It doesn't come with it. It's not extra to put them on it, but they go really nice with the sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it's just, this melts in your mouth. It's absolutely great.
I do have to say that our meats, especially cheese steak, the ones for the cheese and chicken, those are recipe'd and made for us, for Capriati's. So those are proprietary to the organization, and then they do have exceptional flavor.
This may be a bit early, but are you guys going to open up an additional Capriati's location?
It's not too early.
Okay, so you're thinking about doing that maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, we're actually slotted for two more, so we're slotted to open up a three total.
Nice. Wow. And where would they go? Somewhere here in the region?
It's definitely going to be in a region. Definitely Northwest Indiana. I don't think we've really landed on a specific area yet, but geez, one of the areas, whether it be the Schererville, Highland, maybe Hammond again, St. John, Crown Point, really any of the areas. But
Valparaiso.
Valparaiso, right, Chesterton, nice. Anything. But it's definitely going to be Northwest Indiana.
Folks, dial in 769-9577. We've got about 20 minutes left of the show. Get a gift card from Capriati's Sandwich Shop out of Hammond. We have Barbara and Daniel here, and they got gift cards. So give us a call, 769-9577. What do you guys got to clear the palate?
Oh, like any desserts or?
We do have some sweet tooth, yes.
Yeah. I always got to have something sweet.
We do have cookies that are baked in-house again.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't come from the package. We bake our own chocolate chip, classic sugar cookies, peanut butter. And I can't skip the brownies. Brownies are loaded with a chocolate chip cookie inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you bake all that stuff?
We bake that.
A chocolate chip cookie inside the brownies?
Yeah. So it's chocolate chip cookie dough
inside
the brownies.
Wrong.
It's phenomenal. Yeah,
that's what we needed.
Wow.
That sounded really good.
I guess we're going to have to come back.
Yeah, we'll have to come
back.
Yeah,
you guys definitely will. Yeah, absolutely.
How about side dishes? Like for your sandwich, we offer chips. I mean, what can people get?
We do. We offer chips. You can get a side of coleslaw. Our coleslaw is phenomenal.
Okay.
We make that in a house every day.
Oh, you guys
as well.
Make a lot.
We
you
do.
You have a sandwich you put coleslaw on, right?
We have several sandwiches, actually. So one of the sandwiches, and it may be my favorite sandwich, it's a hot sandwich. It's called the capistrami. If you like
capistrami. I read about that.
If you like pastrami, this thing is fantastic.
So, is it pretty peppered?
It's not, I wouldn't say it's peppered. The only thing that gets peppered at the end is going to be the coleslaw with black pepper. So it does give that peppery taste to it. But it's grilled up. It's melted Swiss cheese on top of it. Then the bun has some Russian dressing. You put the meat and cheese off the grill. Then you put a little bit more Russian dressing, coleslaw, and black pepper on it. I'm telling you, it's just. Forget about it.
It sounds amazing.
Phenomenal. Awesome.
I think I've had that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. I like hot peppers. I throw that on there too. Mm-hmm. And really, really goes well.
Now, you guys got any like super long subs, anything like that?
We do. They're called an arm of a sub. Our longest one is 18 inches.
Oh, that's pretty
tall. Which is really typically just from the top of a finger to the elbow. Mm-hmm. It hardly fits. Those are typically for sharing. We have not seen anyone eating one of those at the store.
Well, we actually
from beginning to the end.
We actually have. I had a gentleman the other day, and he ate it, and he came up to me afterwards, and he said, I don't think this was for one person.
I think I could, you know what, the one I think I could polish off like that is the roast beef.
Is that
I
right?
thought the roast beef was delicious.
You know, maybe we should create some sort of a reward.
I was going to say,
you have like a reward program. Let's create an award.
Do a video.
Now, you got kids' boxes or anything like that?
We do. We have kids' meals as well as, you know, if the adult gets a sandwich, they can get a free grilled cheese for their kids as well.
You guys do catering?
Really? We do catering. Yes, exactly. So we have catering boxes just like the one that we brought you here today.
And people can see this online.
Oh, yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's right.
Where's it? It's
the
on
Lakeshore
our
Public Radio Facebook page.
That's right. We got pictures of Barbara
and
Daniel. And
our website as well, lakeshorepublicradio.org.
And they got pictures of all the sandwiches and the party box it comes into.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So we'll do any type of events. Super Bowl was big. A lot of people ordered boxes. It was real easy because it's quick cleanup, right? And it's a great sandwich.
Mm, it is a good sandwich.
Yeah, and we do Christmas parties. I mean, so we do really any kind of function there is, but we do trays. This is a small tray that you're looking at, but we do large trays as well. We have cookie trays. We have meatball bars, so you can get the meatballs delivered to you hot, and we put sternos out there. It's just fantastic.
You can actually buy them loose.
You can.
And none of the meat, though. Everything's sandwiches. So when you do these like packages like this, mm-hmm. people can just pick whatever sandwich and say, I want two of these, one of these, and you put it together, or you have set?
We do have set types that they can get, but we can do anything. If you want to do any of the cold sandwiches, you can just get one box of the cold sandwiches, kind of like a sampler, create your own. So you don't typically, you don't have to go with Delaware's Finest, which is going to be your cold turkey, which has coleslaw as well on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. I mean, we have set boxes, but if you want to create your own, you create your own.
Now, the catering, is it, do you do any delivering towards it, or is it all pickup?
We try to do both.
Oh, really?
Yep, we deliver. And
now you're making me look lazy, because I'll do catering, but I'm not going to deliver it. If I can help
we
it.
Deliver. We really? Deliver. We are surrounded by some heavy industry.
Yeah.
We're in that Whiting area, and it's just easier for a variety of meetings and gatherings that the larger amount of sandwiches is dropped off, and it's great for us.
Like, yeah, Cargill, Amoco, they do box lunches at meetings. So
you do have box lunches.
We do have box lunches.
Can you tell what's included in a box lunch?
Sure.
That's a very popular item, too.
It is. So any of our cold sandwiches can go in a box lunch. It comes with a chip and a cookie as well. And you could custom make the sandwich the way you want, too. So, I mean, we have sandwiches that are set, but if there's some particulars that they want or don't want anything on them, we could tailor make them to them as well.
Sharon's got somebody on the line to ask a question. Who we got, Sharon?
Yeah, for someone from Winnemac, Nina.
Nina, how are you?
I'm great. It's Friday.
Have you ever heard of Capriati's?
I have not.
So this is all new to you, right?
It is.
Does it sound delicious?
You're making me hungry.
So you got a question for Barbara or Daniel?
I do. Do they have a sandwich with prosciutto?
No, we do not carry prosciutto. The closest to Italian meats that we come, and those are the original authentic Italian meats, is the Genoa, which is commonly known as salami. We have prosciuttini and capicola. Those are the three Italian meats that we use in our sandwiches. But I guarantee you the combination of those three, either cold or hot, is absolutely amazing.
And capicola is a ham.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's cured basically like a prosciutto.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's hung dried, it's aged, and it's sliced very, very thin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do those combinations sound good to you?
The Coca-Cola is wonderful. It just doesn't have the pepper on the outside like prosciutto should.
Yeah. But prosciutini does.
Our prosciutini has it, yes. So we kind of call it pepper ham. And that just adds tremendous flavor to the sandwich.
That sounds great.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Capriati's sandwich shop out in Hammond. And Barbara and Dan are going to hand me one over, and we're going to mail it out to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Folks, we only have like 10 minutes left. Give us a call at 769-9577, 769-9577. And Barbara and Daniel, they'll give you a gift card to Capriati's sandwich shop right out of Hammond. You guys got a pickup window?
We do.
Is it? I got one too. Does it?
It's a great feature.
Oh gosh! Yes.
Oh, it's a great feature. I think it's easy on both ends. It's just as easy on the person that picks it up as it is on us inside providing the meal. Oftentimes the weather is not friendly. People don't want to get out of their cars. It is a quick way of handling food for us on the other side. Very convenient for our customers. We actually were looking for a specific location that would have that pickup window. We do not have a drive-through because all of our sandwiches are custom-made.
Right. It takes
everything is made to order, so we would not be able to have a customer
wait. You mean you just don't
there.
Have them holding in some kind of warmer over there so I can have it in like 2 seconds?
That would be too easy and not so tasty.
Barbara, that's how my restaurant is. You call in and you order because everything's made pretty much to order. Everything is made to order. And then you come and pick it up. It's a great. And then you give them a time.
Yes. Yep.
And so how can they order? What's the different
Several
avenues?
Options.
Tell us.
Come in and visit us anytime. We love people coming in. And obviously, we love the feedback, how great the sandwiches are. And we're only going to get it typically when they do come into the store and eat it there. So we really thrive and enjoy that. Give us a call. You can always make a phone pickup. And we'll give you a prep time and we'll be ready as soon as you need it. And you can find us online. Mm-hmm. And you can have Capriati's app, which this is extremely easy. Just go to Capriati's app. Just find the location that's closest to you, which will be us, Roby Drive, 900-02. And place your order, and it's going to come straight through our printer, and you pick it up at whatever the convenient time that it is for you.
And what's your address again?
902 Roby Drive.
902 Roby Drive in Hammond.
Yeah, Nick, and I was, call it funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Barbara. No, I was just going to say, Nick, you know, with our pickup window, with nowadays everything switching to delivery with Uber Eats, DoorDash, everything, and we have all the different aggregators online for delivery. So that really is handy for the drivers to just swing by the window, hand them the food.
That's really good.
And they're on their way, right?
Yeah,
they
our
really
guys,
appreciate
our guys,
that.
Those Uber Eats always just come in for us. I never even thought about that. I don't know why they come into
the
restaurant.
I think it's a great option for these days and how busy everyone is. Just use the third-party delivery, and they will pick it up, bring it right to you, and it's taken care of.
How many employees do you guys have?
At the moment, we have about almost 25 or 30.
Wow.
We don't have them on full-time
no,
basis.
No, but that's still
because
a good
the
amount.
Shifts, yes, because the shifts move. So we give opportunity to younger school kids, which is kind of nice to have part of a younger community. And then we have some staple employees throughout the day as well.
When did you guys say you opened up?
It was December 9th.
It was, yeah.
It was December 9th.
Now, have you ever had your entire shop full of the 37 to 40
yes.
seats?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I think we pushed the capacity a few times.
Yeah, we were looking for fire marshals.
When you got 25 employees, that means you're kind of moving.
That's huge, yeah.
That is a lot. Nutrition. You guys have full nutritional facts on all your items?
We actually are working on displaying those. We have access to those. We don't have them displayed in the store. And I think that customers these days, they do like to know what's in it, especially the calorie value. So we're working on displaying it, finding the right place and printing it out and making sure that it's available to them.
But when they roll it out, it's going to be from corporate, so everything's uniform, of course.
So you got a lot. Your crowd, you know, since you do have the Impossible Meats, which is more of a younger person's thing, I think. How are your crowds?
You'll be surprised.
Are they? I know. I'm starting to find that out too. How are your crowds? I mean, what do you got? Older people, younger people? What do you see in your business?
Oh, it's just a mix, really. It's all the above and then some. I mean, I don't think we just have anybody we could point to that any type of demographic that comes in there, young and elderly come in there. It's
That's
fantastic.
Good.
And you know what? Everybody's feedback's the same. It's just this is the best sandwich I ever had.
So what was your training like? The 6 weeks in Vegas, what did you guys learn and experience?
Top to bottom. Grueling.
Everything.
It was
very. They had you down there cleaning and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Were you sitting in the classroom and in the shop and stuff?
No classroom. We were thrown to the wolves.
Okay.
It was a boot camp of we were actually in the restaurant daily, opening and closing. I mean, we were doing everything from prepping the food, cooking the food, cleaning the floors, taking inventory, putting orders in, working to register. I mean, everything from soup to nuts. We did it all for that period.
So you were in their busiest one?
Yes.
And when you
and
say,
where is that?
That was on Craig's Road.
Okay.
So
Vegas.
In Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
So was it like when you're ready to open the door, they were waiting?
Yes.
It was.
Wow.
Literally was.
That
literally,
is crazy.
Yes.
Literally was.
Yes.
We had, let's call it a soft opening where we just opened the door to general public. We had a friends and family event, and it was incredibly busy. It was just, I will say, it was overwhelming.
It was new too.
It was new too. During training, you know, we had so many people actually trying to come in during training and grab a sandwich, where it was just said to us that we had to turn them down. But they did
actually
come back.
I let them in
to the back door. Come on,
bitch.
You opened opened up your trunk of your car and said, look what I got.
No, I
got
let
some extra Cabriati subs over here, buddy.
I know there were several people. They were hungry when they came in. We invited them in just like family. So we had them come in and sample it, and they were real appreciative of it.
You know, other than bread, Sharon, there's another important part of a sandwich. And it's part of the taste experience.
What? The mayo? No.
The pickle.
What
kind of pickles do you guys use?
Phenomenal pickle. It's the best pickle. It's a dill pickle.
Okay. And is it a spear? Is it a slice?
Yeah, it's a slice.
It's a slice.
A barrel?
Oh, it's a chip, I should say.
A thick chip?
Yep.
And who makes it?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, good
That's
one.
A good question.
I won't get back to that one.
No, because we have pickles too. And you know what? It's amazing. If you have a good pickle, oh my gosh, it's like extra pixel. Extra pickles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Out of
yeah.
all the other things I offer, I always hear, I want some extra pickles.
And you know what goes great on that? Roast beef pickles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really does that. Our tuna, our our turkey. Really, we do have the best pickles.
Well, you know, you guys, Capriati's have won some awards.
Yes.
I mean, you won in 2015, you won the best of Vegas. Mm-hmm. So they have showgirls there and all that kind of stuff on stilts and stuff.
We're working on bringing it to Hammond.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
And then in 16 was Reader's Choice.
Yes.
And 18 was a Reader's Poll. Mm-hmm. So when you went there, did they talk about that?
Yeah, they definitely did, and they really highlighted it because it's quite an honor to receive an award like that.
So to get those awards, are they just like people vote in for them? Is it like a general?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. So
yes, in one of those awards actually, I'm sorry, was that, and I don't recall exactly the year. Maybe you can help me out with that, Dan. Bobby, that we talked about earlier, the Thanksgiving on the Bun, was called the best sandwich in America. And it was voted through AOL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so different sites have different type of polls. And that particular one voted Bobby the best sandwich in America.
So are you guys have the ability to enter contests to try to get your own awards? Is there anything out there?
You know, I don't know.
We're part of the same entity. So, you know, Capriati's, it's a franchise.
Uh-huh.
So we do follow the
So
recipes.
So you reap off of any kind of award anywhere in the nation.
Yes, exactly.
We do. The only things that are a bit of a challenge around here is we just don't have the name recognition that they do have in Vegas because they probably have 30 locations. So, I mean, and you know, just kind of to that point, which I knew I made the right decision and we made the right decision to go with Capriati's. I was walking through a casino while we were out there. While we were out there, we figured we'd stop by a casino occasionally.
And you're better than me. I'm more than an occasion. Go ahead.
And I had my Capriati shirt on, and I kid you not, Nick, I must have had three or four people scream Capriati's out to me like I was a rock star. It was fantastic.
You know, and what is amazing about this is they're from Delaware.
Right.
Yes.
And their headquarters is in Vegas.
It's in Vegas, right.
And you guys have become, you know, like a signature name. Yeah. Like, you know, when you say Capriati's, it means something
for
to people.
Absolutely. Exactly.
It's a culture. It really is a culture. It's just the way that the shop is being handled. And, you know, to Dan's story, we were talking about it, how much recognition he received just because he had shirt saying Capriati. And we thought, actually, you know, I never heard anyone shouting out to someone in a shirt from Subway.
Right. Subway.
Right, but as soon as he showed up,
Dallas, you shout out to Subway, don't you?
Oh, all the time. I've turned to Capriati.
That's it. You changed.
I've definitely.
You'll be a changed man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who we got in line there, Sharon?
Yeah, someone from Cedar Lake, David.
David.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We got about a couple minutes here left. Give us a thought.
So I came a little bit late to the program. But that voice sounds really familiar. So, Barbara, do you guys deliver?
We do.
Excellent. So you could swing by one of the clinics and drop off.
What is your range
your
of delivery?
I'm just curious now. Now who I'm speaking with. The clinics, I'm curious which clinic is it. We do have a certain radius, but anything for an old friend.
Hello?
Yeah, I missed the address and all of that, so I'll be glad to hear all of that at the end here when it's given again.
Okay, so we're running out of time here. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Capriati's sandwich shop out of Hammond from Barbara and Daniel. And Sharon got your address. We're going to send it out, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in. Daniel, want to give us something? You got about 30 seconds.
Well, just come by, give us a try. I mean, it's a fantastic experience, not only from customer service aspect, but the food is quality. It's all fresh, freshly made, tastes fantastic, and I'd love to have you.
I back you up on that one. Yeah, Barbara, how about you?
Let us turn you into Cap Addict.
I like that.
Once you try it, I promise you, there is no better sandwich out there.
So why don't you just tell us again your address, your phone number, email, anything like that.
We are in North Hammond, Marina District. It's 902 Roby Drive. If you want to place your order on the phone, this is 219-370-0222. We'll be happy to take your order through internet and our Capriati's app.
And don't forget, we use all the delivery services. So if you want to have, if you don't want to leave your house, right, we can have it delivered to you.
And you guys do catering.
We do.
Sharon, we want to thank the people from Capriati's sub shop out of Hammond.
Glad you guys are here.
Want to thank Daniel Hoffman and Barbara Vanderwood for joining us in the restaurant and food business. We're all busy. I encourage everyone to visit Capriati's sandwich shop out of Hammond. They have freshly roast beef, freshly roast turkey. They make their own stuffing.
Hand-rolled meatballs.
Hand-rolled meatballs. Me, Dallas, Sharon, the whole office enjoyed their subs.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own homemade coleslaw. They do catering. They'll deliver. So give them a try. Capriati's out of Hammond. Anything else, Sharon?
No, I'm just, it's definitely worth it. Yeah. Go there.
Well, Sharon,
it's going to grow.
Sharon
around here
went to UNLV and her diet was Capriati. Wasn't it, Sharon?
Body by Capriati.
Yeah. So I want everyone to have a great weekend. I want to wish Crown Point's diving team, Maya especially, good luck tomorrow in the sectionals and all the girls basketball, which is very exciting to watch. Good luck, especially the Crown Point girls basketball team, which is undefeated. Go Bulldogs. Everyone be safe out there. Have a great weekend. And Yasu!